This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
Okay, so holding here Periton Ches, and he's continuing with giving time him why Olam Haba is not mentioned in the Torah. Vazah Peres, Akonis the Vashel Azois. Even though I explained before that it's not shaykh in a sefer that the medium is the vua, you can't have the Olam Haba written because Olam Haba doesn't come through nevua. I'm still going to try to give a very strong reason. By the way, I just want to maybe add a point. He says, whereas before he says, I want to explain there's a certain subtlety over here in terms of what's a good tshuva or not. L'moshel, if somebody asks me a question or a pircha on something that I said, so I can give two types of replies. One is something that the person, something that is the emes to me. In other words, this is why it's not like that. I can also give an answer that is convincing to the other person. And the difference between, so I might feel that the real reason is, hey, so someone asks me, why didn't you do this? Why did you do this? Why did you do that? I can answer one reason that is the real reason. And one reason I can answer is the reason that he'll be convinced. The Maral's reason that he gave in the parak before is, in the Maral's eyes, the real reason. In other words, Torah is a gilui through nevuah, through malchut nevuah, and therefore there's no mokum there for Olam Haba. That is the real answer. People on the outside have a harder time with it. They're not convinced, and that's why he's going to give a tshuva nitzachas. V'zeh, kein safik sh'atoyah sh'asheres baruch hi tikun olam hazeh, v'shal tikun olam hazeh l'hai sh'ar adam v'tachas ha'toyv, sh'utoyah b'olam hazeh v'yemetzius olam hazeh k'ma sh'or liyos. So Torah is not a hechetimtza to getting to Olam Haba. Torah is something whose value is intrinsic to itself. It's Torah is something whose value is its own mitzias and this world. And therefore, to plug it with Olam Haba, Torah is the tikkun of this world. And Demis, this gives a different way of looking at the schar that it says in Mechukosai. The physical flaws in the world and the physical shortcomings are there because the world is not a makom shalem. When the bria is shlema, everything clicks into place, and that's exactly what Torah is. Torah is not giving, its tachlis and its accomplishment is not klapi Olam Haba, Olam Haba is Olam HaSholem that a person has been made a part of. כי מה שנזכר שכר העולם הזה בתורה, כי התורה בו להשם את העולם לסלג את הגזר העולם הזה, וכך אומר התורה מחוקי סי תלכו, כי התורה היא סדר העולם לקיים סדר העולם הזה. ואם אתה אומר שימסקי בתורה העולם הבא כדי להיש עודם העולם הבא, אם כן לא ידעי בעולם הזה להיש הסברוף, רק אשר מבטיח למה העולם הבא. אם כן הוא יניבר לזה בעל חיסרן, לא ישול מצד עצמו, עד כי הוא שמצד העולם הבא. So if you tell me the olam hazeh has no shlemus, be'etzim, so that means there's a bria that is not sholing. V'dav hazeh einar, k'ashem yisparuch hishne ma'isem olam hazeh mitzad atzmoy. Av she yushlam mitzad olam haba zeh einar, me'achar shu olam bifnei atzmoy, kol echad shlemusi be'atzmoy. U'lekach l'niski b'teira, rak teves olam hazeh. Ki l'oma ki roi l'cha shetiyahu l'ch b'derach ha'yosha, ולעשת השם יסברך בעולם הזה, כי אם תעשו בעולם הזה מסע השם יסברך, אז תהיה בטוב בעולם הזה ולא תהיה ברע. ולא תהיה שם זה שקר לעשת בעולם הזה רע, אז תהיה חסשון ברע בעולם הזה, הרי כל המכוון לאיש הזורם בעולם הזה, וכך רואה לתורה שיש שלום על עולם. ואם כן, איך יעזה התורה שלעשת בעולם הזה, שאם יש מהתורה יהיה להם עולם הבא, וכך יעזה התורה המצוות בעולם הזה, עולם פי עצמו, שעושה עצמו עליך. So any understanding of Torah, that Torah is not mashed in this world kifi olam hazeh, and it's only a tzimtzum of olam haba, is wrong. So l'mashal, let's give a very simple example. A mother tells a child that if they don't clean up the room, they're not going on a trip. So the child doesn't declare that cleaning up the room has value in its own, and that's the reward is having a clean, nice, organized room. So the cleaning the room is a chore. That's all it is. It's some sort of suffering, and the trip afterwards is tough. That perspective would be wrong. Olam hazeh is a good world. It has a flaw that can be fixed, and then it becomes a good world. And that's critical to understanding the what Torah is and what's there for. I think I once mentioned there was somebody in the yeshiva by us. His wife teaches in a modern school, modern Orthodox school, and they went for Shabbaton with the kids. So the younger man was he had to teach in the afternoon of class of 12-year-olds. And he had to, you know, so he was very, very careful to pick a topic that there couldn't be any controversy and so on. And his theme was basically that Torah is the best way to live your life, kind of. It's the best way to live life, the best way to live our society. It's something along those lines. And one of the kids with Tamimus asked, he says, no, that's not a good way of describing Torah. For instance, Torah prohibits gay marriage. So obviously it's not an ideal way to run a society, but you know, you got to do it anyway, whatever it is. And to me, I was so taken aback by that. In other words, I'd have less of a problem in a sense if the kid would fight it and say he doesn't want to listen, than if a kid, by him, it's a milsa pshita said that the ideal society is the society that the world portrays, including everything that they believe. Torah, you have to do it. You have to do it, and it's one of the problems with that approach. There is an approach like that you know, it's not that it's ideal or best or good, but you know, we don't have any choice. The halachic system mandates it. The different lashonis how it's given over. The problem with that is then it distorts what Torah is. That a world means it's meant to fit the world into its right metzias, and understanding that Torah is mineu bei valid is the crux of what Torah is. V'oi ke'ech afshal loyma sheyia niska b'Torah shum schar ki la'oma sheyavet adam b'ere b'shval schar. Does ein roi loyma klal ofikos b'Torah m'haba sheyimash alavet Hashem yisbarach hamnas kal pras v'ein zeroi. So a second Havana, second teretz is, to write down Olam Haba would mean kilo, that's the press, that's the reason. כי אם לא ינוס למטר בעניין זה עם חוקו ישראל לכם, לא ירוע שיוב עליהם העונש, אך זה היא זכויותם לזה. וכך סיב עם חוקו ישראל לכם וכולו. ודבר זה שאר בעולם הזה, בני השם סבח ועזור בעולם הזה, ואחר כך נויט מן העולם הזה. ואפשר לא ימר רק על דעסה כביסו לתאר. וכן ייד להם הטוב ורע, שהם לא ישמרו יום עליהם הלאתם עברתם את הטוב, נסעת מטר על תנאי זה. אבל שכר עולם הבא, הלא אין עוד מה בדובר מאשר עולם מקודם. אם יהיו זכים מעולם עולם הבא, הם לא יזכו לו אליהם. ועל דבר זה נצורך לקבל, רק אין של עולם הזה שכניבר עודם בעולם הזה, כשיבר אומס. So he says here an interesting hashkafa. He says if there would be schar olam haba, it would be called that a person is over al nasa kabel schar. Because I'm a regular person, and someone comes along and says, you know, if you'd love a nice chunk of olam haba, we've got some Torah mitzvahs to keep. So the incentive is that. Olam hazeh, I have. I'm born in this world. I have whatever I have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking about an oinish. The nature of an oinish is to put you in line. I'm taking away. You don't deserve to be in this world. In other words, so even though in a sense I am doing Torah mitzvahs that I don't get punished, but the point of that is it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're welcome, you're here, but if you mess up, I'm going to take it away. It's different than doing it for reward. This is chayor lam hazeh. Karan is next. When you're other by the zekh mashivos, lama yelahem oynesh afiyavatera. Akach omem chokoyse telechu mochoyse loyselechu shalmanashi lamatoyv kiblu gam ken alem oyneshim yavu. Aber she yiske b'toyv feirush she mikayma mitzi yom lam haber or kasha yavu yenavad lam haber she eno ma'bos sibol lavat shemis baruch. And in other words, and if you take a look really in the if you take a look in the side of schar in b'chukos telechu, it's not so much. There is no extra reward. Basically, what it says is, all systems will work. It is no haflogger of wonderful things the way there is in the Teichacha. It basically says, you'll have what to eat, things will go smoothly, you'll live in peace, you'll have what to eat, and so on. There isn't a haflogger of things that are beyond what a person needs in this world. The Einshim, on the other hand, are a terrible haflogger of terrible things. If Olam Haba would be listed, that it would be the same thing. It would be a list of extraordinary things that would be coming your way. You can't say that this is a getter of schar. Shari the man damas schar mitzvahs by almaleka. Chutzais mitzvahs shoshana eldor shalom peresim azel kemazel. Shari zeh schar galam hazeh. Im kain mashama kozuch hozeh lecho in zeh schar mitzvahs klal. So according to my Yomar, that says there's no schar mitzvahs in this world, then the pshat is you can't call those things schar mitzvahs. The Rambam, in a certain sense, also says that in B'chukosai is telling you that things, all conditions will be in place for a light, for a setting that allows to do mitzvahs. The Rambam writes that all the things about Mashiach and so on, those are all there in order that we have what we need to pursue the good that's really good. But it's not a getter of schar, it's a getter of conditions needed to do what you're supposed to do. Another teretz. V'gamesh lehashiv. Katar amitis lezochem ha'v'toyer b'shul dover zek. Deishu kol diver toyer mevurur and nikarim chod b'kosh ha'ayin. Dover shiu soyra toyer. So, it needs, people need to be able to say, they need to be able to confirm everything the way it is. And it's not something that is only on Amunah. And this is like the Kuzri mentioned, that it's easy to promise something that's not here. And it would mean that no one saw what's going to happen, what's going to be in Lasad Lavo, and b'meila, all the promises are just promises. The Torah is giving us and telling us this is the Metzias over here. Take a look. When Klal Yisrael prospered, when Klal Yisrael did good, they prospered. I mean, if you're taking on faith, you can do whatever you want. So basically, he says Torah is something that has to be royal isbar. Obviously, he's talking about the halakim of Torah, not the mitzvahs, but the events that happened and the things the Torah promises. So the morale teaches it in the psukim themselves when it says and so on. It's coming to Bavarn, you know, it's this question. In other words, it's the pasuk, the morale is learning the pasuk as telling me that the reason why this is the haftachas, the brachas and the klolos, is because there is nothing else you could possibly see or hear or comprehend. What you can see and comprehend so on is what happened to you. So basically, the pasuk is saying that this is something that fits into your personal experience. You've seen this, you've heard this, and this is part of your metzias. So this is sort of a little bit of variation on the same terrace. Not so much that you can promise it's pie in the sky, but people are not convinced by it. Like Rashi says, by Nadav Navihu, if a doctor says, don't drink tzaynas, you won't die like this person, it's effective. So when you come along and you say that, you know, if you do this and this bad, you're going to get an einish like the einish you've seen, that's effective. We've seen paro, and if you'll act like paro, this will be what happened to you. Mashenker, Adam Haba, and Gehenim, so things are beyond us. So now the morale poses it as a question to himself. At the end of the day, punishment and reward is there to be a stimulus, positive stimulus, negative stimulus, but it's there to push a person to do something. So a reward and a punishment that a person that doesn't have shots in this world. You just said it's not effective. You said that people are not affected by it. So what's the point of it? Ze einoi ki davar ze shroi shenir einish lechush u shayach dafor lemhazer. שכל ניבר בו אדם. ומאחר שניבר אדם לא מייננש ונבד מעולם הזה שכל ניבר בו. כבר אמרנו כי בשביל זה הוא ננש. אחר שגבתו עליהם בין תשמו ואם לא יתשמו. ואם לא יהיה זה שנדע בזה. שאם ישמו יזכו אתם בסלם הזה, ולא יישב עליהם עונש. מה שאני צריך לגמור, רק קודם גשמי, צור שרואה בחושתה בזה, שכך רואה לא משהו בעין הגשמי כמו שהוא גשמי. אבל עולם הבא שאין לו מלמה ודאי, לא שייך לו עם האח שכבר נברא לא מיידע ממנו, כמו שאמרנו, אין צורך לזה. רק אם יזכו למה הבא, לא יזכו למה הבא. So this is a very profound point, and this is a nekuda that the morale is saying, I guess, but it's that type of pshat. Let's understand something. There is a fundamental understanding of hamoitzin v'el v'raya, that heichad koyi koyi, things have a kiyum within a certain context. So a person is created in olam hazeh. Once I'm created, I have a certain, I don't know if the word right is the right word, I have a certain mitzias, mitzad, my being a nivra. To take away that mitzias requires a valid point, mitzad, my mitzias. So if I'm a member of olam hazeh, and olam hazeh requires achil b'shtia, and I don't eat and drink, I'll not survive. Olam hazeh requires breathing. If I don't breathe, I'm not going to survive. Anything within this world, anything that exists requires a reason in the context of this world for cessation of existence. So therefore, unless I build in Torah as a life necessity, there's no way in the world I could punish somebody. So I need to structure Torah as being a vital component of this world. And that's what Teichachas are. So it deals with whatever is in front of me, and it builds in the Schar V'Einish as an intrinsic part of this world. But just because I live in this world, Mechateis HaYishuv will live in Olam Haba. There's not even Makom Taina. I'm not talking about the fact that Wal Nivraim and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zmik Demani. I'm talking even mitzad my existence in this world. I exist in this world. I exist in this world. That's something. Let's give a dogma. A person has many circles of acquaintanceship. So I teach in school. I have students. I'm a family person. I have family. I live in a neighborhood. I have neighbors. So if somebody is in the school by me, there's a reason to kick him out. I need to have a reason for it. You accept in the school, you're part of the school. There has to be a time, mine obey, why I could throw somebody out. But the fact that this person gets included in my family events, as no shaykha state. If he says, well, I'm part of your life in school, I should be part of your life in family events, mechateisa, what does one have to do the other? It's a whole different world. Now I need, so if you become family, you'll be a member of the family. The Olam Haba is not, there's no reason in the world why existence in this world should have shaykhis to Olam Haba. So existing this world is a reason why I should continue to exist, and I need to have a reason to cease existing. But Olam Haba is not here. So it doesn't need an answer, justification, why the person is not giving, getting Olam Haba. Lekach lo yiske because of Olam Haba klal the adraba. Dover should build you a dome first. So now he's going back to more or less what he said before. Dover should build you a dome first. Some adraba machle shemunah kmosh amar roitzah shakar kedusoi. It's something where I promise you pie in the sky. But Torah says Hashem the man of lots of like seedos like carves seedos should nigla benira la edos shen nigla. By the way, he brings on the bottom The Eretz Yishak Yachidus, everyone says it as if it's a Mishnah someplace or Gemara. It actually is not. It's built on a rush. It's not earlier than that. But me'atat shebasein al umer shashon lomers of Torah Haba v'vare in roish and nichnas beged a Torah mitis rak dover near lechush le'dover shu yisoid a das built near lechush shem kein kol echad yochadish das v'yemashi al mhaba v'yamel. So in a certain sense, this teretz of the maral always four or five terutzim revolve around the idea that it's not a dover, it's bechush. There are different explanations why that's important, ranging from the fact that it can be given to nevuah, to the fact that I don't can promise it, to the fact that it's not part of this world. But it all revolves around this point. So to say what was, people can deny. So it's interesting. There's a Shaila Ramban and others about whether Chukai says Negev in our door also. He says it's only at Yisrael when Rabbi Yisrael is living there. And he seems to say it in every door and so on. The fact that Dev Olam Hazeh is not a shailah, because this is their world. Because the chinu bedin with tainus v'rayas burus. Vina tshuvas el hashemaru hem gamken tshuvas mashuska b'teira shos nef shamayis ha'odam kiderech ha'tshuvas el adam zeh. So this answers also why Tchis HaMesim, Gan Eden, is not part of it. So this Teretz is coming out the opposite of what I said before. He said, the world was created, Yudi created Olam Haba, He created this world. It's a natural mahalach. Avateris Siba Shitlan Brochis im Yishmru, the Yoga calls him Leishmru. Dovaze Bavare sees him, it's a Siba Lazer. Yashiasa Ter Yitam a Brocha, Ashalohoisa Brocha Kodim Boilam. Behind a Hefechim Leishmru. Avalim and Bukhokoisa Telechu Yilachem Olam Haba, Dovashkari Boilam Ze Enoi. So there's a big difference. I want to explain a minute. Olam Haba, if there's aftocha, there'll be rain. It means I'm in this world, there's no rain, and now Kadosh Baruch Hu is, Hashkoch is bringing rain. So there's a certain tosefes to this world of the rain. Masha'in Kain, Olam Haba, Olam exists. There's no change that Kadosh Baruch was engineering, except that I'm moving on to there. But that should be. That is the Metzias. I could lose it, but Kadosh Baruch can't give it a schar. The Bechukoyse Telechu, the schar, is a new hashkacha. Kadosh Baruch has to do something. So there's no new mitzvah Kadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't require a new asiyah. Ben Hashem is Baruch Maftir Rat B'Dover Shu Noisim K'me Baruch Sukol Hashem is Baruch Nois Oisim. Aval Im Maftir B'Dover Shu K'me Hoye. B'Dover Zeh Kadosh Baruch Hashem is Baruch Hoye L'Mabo. Ve B'Zeh Naseh Shekol Hashem Mushlam U'Muchol L'Mabo. Ve'in Zeh Naseh Ato. So this is automatically built into the world. There's the Olam Haba, that which is Sholem belongs there. There's no new asiyah over here. רק בדבר בדבר של נעשה אתה, וכן לא יחוסקה גן עדן, גהנם לא ימה שתושם את הירחם גן עדן, ולא ישראל גהנם, ודבר זה כך הויה בשעס הגביה. אין הכל בדבר זה, שכהויה רק בדבר מה שנעשה אתה. So he's giving, so all the time, again, the time that's clock in the world, the strongest time is the time of verification. The ability to is it will it serve at all to verify what this world is about, what Torah and that. The other reasons are A, that this world is there's no makom fit in Torah, either because Torah has been a vua, it's not shaykh to nevua, or because it's something that is not a new asiya for Kadosh Baruch Hu, not a gan eden, not a olam haba, or it's something which is it's not part of Ashkacha. In other words, you know, in this world itself, the Einish part of it is a clear see, it's clear shkacha, whereas the you know, Mahaba, there's nothing mechayev in this world that Kadosh Baruch Hu owes anything. Okay, we'll hold it over here.